Track 10. Writing for talking.
The thing I'm concerned about at the moment is the influence that video games may have on children. Let me explain why. I've been reading lots of articles on this topic, and I also have a personal interest in it. You see, I have a younger brother, Craig. He's 13 years old, and I'm afraid he's becoming a video game addict. Just a few years ago, Craig had many interests. He played basketball, he was learning judo, he went out on his bike with his friends. He was a happy, fun-loving boy. Now, he spends hours every day in front of a screen in a virtual world playing virtual games, usually violent ones, and he becomes really angry if our parents tell him to stop. Research shows that today, many children start using computers at a very young age. By the time they're 5, many have developed an interest in video games. This is not a problem for most of them. However, by their early teens, a small minority have become addicts, playing for at least 30 hours a week. Dr. Mark Griffiths, an expert in video addiction, finds this figure very worrying. He says that children may become so addicted that they stop doing homework, start missing school, and even steal money in order to buy the games. I have two more concerns. First, I worry that the violence in the games could cause children to become more violent. My brother isn't violent, but he is certainly bad-tempered if he is stopped from playing. Second, I worry that sitting without exercise for so long is unhealthy. Craig often plays 5 hours a day, and some days his thumbs are really sore and he can't sleep because he is overexcited. His schoolwork is going from bad to worse. Finally, Dr. Griffith says that more research is needed, but I don't need to read more research to conclude that video games cause problems. He should come and meet my brother. That's all the evidence he needs.